Welcome back to the show. Today we've got a very high-powered word for you. We're looking into the origins of gasoline. Gasoline. I think we all know what this means, so I'll spare you the long definition. But you know, there might be one person or maybe a little kid listening who doesn't know anything yet, so for them, gasoline is the fuel you put into a car, and it's distilled from crude oil at a place called a refinery. In the UK, they call it petrol, which is short for petroleum. Petro from the Latin word rock, and oleum from the Latin word for oil. So oil rock makes sense since it's an oil you pull out of the ground, right? But what about gas and gasoline? I mean, gasoline sounds like a chemical like alkaline or chlorine or tetracycline. Is it a chemical name? Well, sort of. Gasoline with a I first appeared in the United States way back in 1864, but it was copied from the British word gasoline, L-E-N-E, with an E, which was coined in 1863. That was in reference to a petroleum-derived lighting oil, so it wasn't a fuel oil back then. It was used for lighting. But gasoline is actually another change in spelling from caseline, C-A-S-S-E-L-I-N-E. So why did they change the spelling? Because caseline, I guess I should pronounce it, was trademarked by a man named John Cassell, C-A-S-S-E-L. He took the first part of his last name, Cass, and added the Greek word for oil, eline, onto the end, making the word Cassoline. John Cassell was a very interesting man. He was an English publisher, printer, writer, and editor who founded the firm Cassell & Company, famous for its educational books and periodicals, and which pioneered the serial publication of novels. He was also a famous coffee and tea merchant, tax reformer, anti-drinking temperance advocate, all in addition to his inventing and marketing gasoline. So there you have it. I'd always assumed gasoline must be derived from the word gas, but it's from the last name of the British entrepreneur John Cassell. Gasoline became gasoline.
What a gas.